Okay, on the line now, I have David Liston, One Big Switch. How are you, David? Good afternoon.
I'm well. How are you?
Okay, tell us a little bit of background to One Big Switch, when it came in and what's its purpose.
So One Big Switch started in Ireland in 2014. What we are, we're a consumer network, and what we do is we run big people power campaigns to get discounts on household bills. So the way we do that is we run these campaigns, we identify a sort of, you know, a utilities bill that may be causing particular pain. There might be price rises, whether that's energy insurance or whatever. We pick one of them and we go on a big campaign and we say, listen, if we can get 20, 30, 40,000 people together, we'll use that those combined people's buying power to go to an energy company or an insurance company and say, listen, we've got 30,000 people here, all looking for a discount. Mm-hmm. You've got discounts available in the market. We want an even bigger one. What's the best you can do?
Okay.
So once we do that, hopefully the energy company or the insurance company come back with an offer that's market-leading. We get that offer, we send it to our members, and they're able to switch and save from there.
Yeah, it's, as a, what would you say, like you're making a request with a little bit of force behind it. Were we slow to come onto this idea, David? Because we're very set in our ways in Ireland, not quick to change and sort of out of habit. We just pay off yearly, we just pay off our bills, and whether it's insurance for the car, the house, or just staying with a particular company. Not quick to change.
I think there are, I mean, different cultures around the world are different with this kind of thing. I think One Big Switch started in Australia. The Irish and the Australians aren't too different. They're sort of, you know, rather not think about it, push it to the back of their head. Bill comes in, just get paid and don't think about it, just, you know, begrudgingly get on with it. So I think it is, there has to be a bit of a culture shift. And I think there has been a bit of a culture shift in Ireland since we came in. More people are switching every year. It's becoming more normal. People aren't as afraid of it as they used to be. And they're really starting to take advantage of good offers in the market. And they're happy to dump their provider and go to a new one.
Mm-hmm. Because as well as that sort of being said in their ways, as well as that, it used to be a lot of hassle there changing. So has it become easier over the past couple of years?
Absolutely. So that's another big reason why it's getting more common to switch now. It's much easier than it used to be. Once upon a time, you'd have to cancel with your current provider, you know, take up the offer with a new provider, make sure that the, you know, switch took over and you weren't left with it, you know, in a period without power or a period without broadband or whatever. But now the there's regulation involved that means that switching has to be very easy. If they want to, the government wants a competitive market, so they ensure these companies make it as easy as possible to pick up new customers and switch them.
Mm-hmm. Because one thing as well, I mean, on the opposite side of that, for a lot of older people, to do a lot of the switching now, it's all to do with technology now, and maybe people not quite so literate in that. So can a phone call do it as easy as, say, online? Or
Well, yeah, so quite often, I mean, the best deals in the market invariably involve you having to switch online. That's because they don't have to pay someone at the other end of the line to take the call, so they can offer a bigger discount. But if you don't want to use a computer or you can't use a computer, there still are discounts available. It might not be your big, you know, 29, 28% discounts on mm-hmm. energy, but it might be 15 or 16, which is a lot better than zero. So there is options for people to switch over the phone. It is just as easy to do it over the phone as it is online. It's just you're not often going to get the very best deal, but you might get the second or third best, which is still a win.
Yeah. Another sort of little carrot they add to it as well, if you pay by debit, you get quite a reduction as well, which is not suitable for a lot of people now. A lot of people just like to pay as they go, even if it's with a card, but they just don't like the idea of direct debit because it's access to your bank. I know you can cancel it any time, but it's still something that people sort of...
I understand that completely. So that is an issue for a lot of people, and it is the same sort of situation as with the online. The best deals in the market are ones that you switch online and you have to use direct debit, but like I said, there's some great deals out there where that's not necessary. So even though you may not get the very best, you might get the second or third best. So they can't offer the best, but then it makes a lot of sense. But the thing is, vast majority of people are getting zero. So whether they're paying direct debit, whether they've switched, you know, took up the offer online or whatever, if they haven't switched in over a year or they never switched before, it's likely they're paying too much and they should be switching.
Mm-hmm. How would it be fixed, by the way, with contracts? Because a lot of it's sort of contractual for a year or maybe 18 months.
Yeah, so contracts go sort of hand in hand with the discount. So the discount will last as long as the contract. And generally, contracts aren't longer than a year. I rarely see energy contracts, for example, that go for longer than a year. There's some broadband that go for a year or two. I'd be apprehensive about locking in for 2 years unless it was a, you know, red-hot deal. Mm-hmm. But most of them are just a year, and that's how long the discount lasts. So people will stay in it for a year, get the discount, and obviously if they change, they'll be hit with a cancellation fee. But there's not much sense in changing if you're in a contract, because it's likely that you're on a discount when you're on that contract.
Yeah, because I was just thinking there, to remind yourself of when the time is up. But when you see our bill changing, then you know your contract has finished,
exactly.
I suppose. So
they're giving you a tacit
reminder without realising it.
Yeah, exactly. So like the other thing with the contracts, if you're worried, there's some people that would think, oh, I don't know if I'm in a contract and I don't want to switch because, you know, I could be liable for exit fees. It's very likely that if you don't know that you're in a contract, that you're not in one. I mean, you can always check, but if you're not getting a discount and you can't remember the last time you switched or you switched over a year ago, very unlikely you're in a contract, so you should be looking into it.
Okay, tell you what I was doing. I know your mantra there is to everyone every year should shop around, no matter what sort of payment they have out there. As I said, car, house insurance, you should shop around every year. But what annoys a lot of people who may be with someone for years and years is that when they see offers from whether it's broadband or whatever it may be, and they're saying, well, I've been with them for 20 years. Why am I getting this offer? Why aren't they giving it to regular customers? And I know it's an enticement, but this is what pisses people off a little bit as well, that they're inviting people to pay half of what they're paying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact of the matter is loyalty doesn't pay. I mean, once upon a time, if you know, you went to your baker down the road every week for 10 years, maybe he'd start giving you a discount after a year or whatever, then loyalty does pay in those sort of markets. But when it comes to utilities, loyalty absolutely does not pay. So the idea that, you know, you're being good to your provider by sticking with them for so long, Just throw it out the window, because it's not the truth. And I mean, it's not ideal. It'd be nice if they did reward you, but the fact of the matter is they don't. The vast majority of broadband deals, energy deals, the best ones, are available for new customers. That doesn't mean there aren't some available for existing customers. If you're hell-bent on staying with your existing provider, you still have to call them and ask them for a discount. They'll give you a discount. It won't be what the new customers will get, but it will be a discount.
Okay, and an idea of savings on any of the offers that's out there, David, just maybe a small bit of idea of how much a year a person could save if they do shop around, and what's the best on offer at the moment?
Yeah, so we've got offers available at the moment at onebigswitch.ie. We've got one that saves the average person on energy, saves the average person about €470 a year. On broadband, switching from, you know, standard offer to one of the better offers in the market can save you hundreds. Pretty well all the utilities, whether that's home insurance, energy, broadband, if you're on that standard deal and you switch to one of the best on the market, it's generally about €300 savings. You know, so for two to four to €600, it's absolutely worth taking, you know, even if it's an hour out of your day, it could be a very valuable hour to have a look into this stuff.
Okay, so people say, for instance, tomorrow I go say, well, I'm going to change over. Do I mention, luckily, I want to get join somebody else unless I get a bit of an offer off you? Do you go to your own provider first and not threaten them, but tell them, listen, I'm thinking of leaving unless I get the same type of offer that's been offered over and so on? So, and tell them that you're with Big Switch. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. So what you do, I think, you know, I'm a bit biased, obviously, but if I was sitting at home and I was listening to this, I'd go to onebigswitch.ie, I'd register with my email address and my county, it's free, and all we'll do is provide these offers. Once you've seen the offers, there's three things you can do. You can either switch to it, or you get that offer, like you said, and you go to your existing provider and say, here, onebigswitch have a home insurance offer, onebigswitch have a broadband offer, onebigswitch have an energy offer, can you beat them, can you match them, you know? And if they can, well, that's great. Or if they can offer you a good deal that might not be as good, but it might be good enough for you, then take it up. Or the third thing you can do is you can get the offer and you can shop around to different providers. So you can call all the different energy companies and say, I've got onebigswitch's offer. What's the best you can do? Can you match it? But, you know, I mean, the vast majority of people get our offers and they go to their own provider and see if they can switch. But, you know, we still get hundreds and hundreds, you know, thousands of people over the years have used our offers and switched them.
Okay. As I said, I was talking to a few people and getting an idea of what people are thinking out there. And I don't know whether you've come across it at all, David. But, for instance, some, I don't want to mention any of the companies or any of the providers, but some of the companies, if you're switching a broadband and stuff like that, it can be very, very messy. Depending when the two companies that the few people I was talking to, the changing of phones and stuff like that is a nightmare. Absolute nightmare for about 2 weeks.
I have heard that before, that switching broadband can be difficult for some people. I mean, during this last campaign, we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people switch to our offer, and I haven't seen many complaints about that. But the reality is, like you said, there have been people that have been left without broadband. So if I was someone that's considering switching, I'd just be very clear with your new provider. If you're calling them up to switch, just be very clear about, you know, I'm switching to you, when will this come into effect, will I be without broadband? Really make it clear that you want, you know, that you need to be connected during the days, you know, you don't want a disconnection, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I'd just be really clear, make sure you check off all those points.
Yeah, the funny thing is, as I said, from what I was talking to people, like, they, each of the providers blame each other for the delay because you're leaving one and going to the other, this sort of thing. Anyway, I suppose people just have to be very careful and look up and get and clarify things as they go along. But you have everything, all the information for the best offers and everything that's out there on onebigswitch.ie. Is that the website?
Yeah. That's it. So joining onebigswitch.ie is cost and obligation free. All you're doing is signing up to receive our offers. Once you see them, you can choose to do what you like with them. You don't have to take up any offers. And when you do take them up, you don't have to pay any money for it. It's all free.
Okay. It's all free. Then there's all the information is there about the offers that's available.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. And,
so
and the recommendations.
All terms and conditions, all details, they're all available.
OneBigSwitch.ie, that's the place to go. Listen, David, always a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very
always
much. I'm sure the numbers have climbed in a short period of time, that sort of we're getting more and more inclined to be adventurous, if I could use that word.
Well, it's funny you say that. More people are joining every day than they ever have. We've got about 330 different people joining every single day. That's what we're averaging. It's getting very, very big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, David, always a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you. And that's David Liston, One Big Switch. And it's onebigswitch.ie.